نرائے لالما ستیا نرائے چائے بالا روتمم دیویم سرسطیم ویاسم کتو جایا مدیرے ناسا پجیشو بادرسو نیچا بھگوت سیویا بھگوتم شلوک بھکتی بھاوتی نشتکی ویدی رمنی چیو پورنی بھرتی تتا ہرانش مدی چری سبت گیتی موکم کرتی واچال پھنگو لنگتی گرہی کپتہ وندے شری گرو دینتارینی پرمانند مادھو دام پوجیت کاربوت پرمونی مشن ستن ویدن وستون ات واسشور تپتیو مولانا شیما بھگوتی مہامنی کنتکی وائی پرائشورا سادیو ریڈی ہمارا جچے کچبیتا کشنن یشو شیما نایان کشن پرم پورسی بھاکتی ترپدی پنسا سوکا موہ بایا پہا اتو یم برم سوتانا براتا تابنی نایا گیاتی باسر پوش برتا پربیمیتا سببی دیتیا سانم سران سران پربیمیتا سببی داتا سران ہسی باگتمی سیتی تارشمیتا شیاتی بتا شیع نایتا شیراتی کچیت اوم نمو بگواتی باسولی بایا اوم نمو بھگوتی واسودی بایا اوم نمو بھگوتی واسودی بایا سو وی آر ریڈنگ دی شمبھا گوتن کانٹو سیون Canto 7, Chapter 10, Text 9. The title, Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Vimunchati Yada Kaman Manavo Manasi Stitan Tarje Eba Pundari Kaksha Bhagavata Twaya Kaipati Vimunchati Yadakama Manavu Manasistitam Tayeva Pundari Kaksha Bhagavata Ya Kalpati Vimunchati yada kama manavo manasistitan tayeva pundare kaksha bhagavat bhagavatvaya kalpate vimunchati yada kama manavo manasistitan Tayeva Pundare Kaksha Bhagavata Bhagavataya Kalpati Contents Vimunchati gives up, yada, whenever, kamam, all material desires, manava, human society, manasi, within the mind, stitam, situated, tari, at that time only, eva, indeed, pundarikaksha, O lotus-eyed Lord, Bhagavat Traya, to be equally as opulent as the Lord, Kalpate becomes eligible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki. O my Lord, when a human being is able to give up all the material desires in his mind, he becomes eligible to possess wealth and opulence like yours. Purport. Atheistic men sometimes criticize a devotee by saying, if you do not want to take any benediction from the Lord, and if the servant of the Lord is as opulent as the Lord himself, why do you ask for the benediction of being engaged as the Lord's servant? Srila Swami comments, Bhagavat Swaya Bhagavat Saman Aswayaya Bhagavat Swaya. Bhagavat Swaya becoming as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not mean becoming one with him or equal to him. Although, in the spiritual world, the servant is as equally as opulent as the master. The servant of the Lord is engaged in the service of the Lord as a servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover, all of whom are equally as opulent as the Lord. This is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. The master and servant are different, yet equal in opulence. This is the meaning of simultaneous difference from the Supreme Lord and oneness with him. Gurave Gurachandaya Arikata Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tabhaktaya Namo Namo Agyana Timundasya Agyana Ngana Salakaya Chakshuta Yenata Slashi Gurave Namo Vajja Kapata Vyascha Akripa Skubhacha Paditana Pavana Divashna Diva Namo Namo Vimunjati Yada Kama Manavu Manasya Stitam Tari Eva Pundarikaksha Bhagavat Chaya Kalpati. O my Lord, when a human being is able to give up all the material desires in his mind, he becomes eligible to possess wealth and opulence like yours. So, Prahlad Maharaj he provides the example of a devotee. When you want to talk of a devotee of the Lord, when you think of a devotee of the Lord, you think of Prahlad Maharaj. Because Prahlad Maharaj was an ideal devotee of the Lord. Of course, from the beginning of this chapter, actually throughout the whole chapter itself, and the previous chapters also, We know that Prahlad is such a dear devotee of the Lord that the Lord has to come to kill the great demon Hiranyakashipu. He comes to kill him just for the protection of his devotee. So saw blood in a devotee, when the Lord came, the Lord asked him for benediction. Ask me for anything you want, whatever you want, ask me. But no, Prahlad, he was not interested in any form of benediction. Because devotees, they are not interested in business, in trade. Trade means, okay, I give you something, you give me something back. That's not a devotee. Merchant. It's not that, okay, I'm doing service to the Lord so that He can give me something back also. He can give me something. I'm rendering service so that He can also give me benefit. That is business. If you are rendering service and we're expecting something back, that is not really pure bhakti. That's considered to be business. And when we talk of business, there's always say profit and loss. Business means profit. Sometimes you gain something and sometimes you lose something. That's what business means. Devotional service to the Lord is only meant only to satisfy the Lord, nothing else. Devotees are not interested in asking for anything from the Lord. They simply want to render service unto Him. That's all. So, you know, here, Vimunchati Yada Kaman, Manavo Manasistitam. So, Prahlad, he was saying that if a person is able to give up all kinds of desires, because within our mind, we have so much desire within our mind, and those desires, they are unlimited desires. If a person is able to give up all kinds of desire, then that person can become eligible to render service unto the Lord. Of course, this verse is talking about possessing the wealth and opulence like the Lord. Possessing wealth and opulence like the Lord. It doesn't mean that devotees, they are seeking opulence, they are seeking wealth. Like, that's not what it means. It simply means that devotees, they automatically, when they are situated in the service of the Lord, they are automatically situated in the Lord's opulence, let's say, in the opulence. Which, for instance, in the spiritual realm, everything is there. That perfection tree is there. All kind of opulence that one may desire is there in the spiritual world. But however, it doesn't mean that devotees actually desires that. Even though the opulence is automatically there for them. In one of the verse by Bhivramanga Thakur, I forgot the exact Sanskrit. But the verse says that a devotee who's engaging in the service of the Lord, such a devotee, karma, artha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, they are always willing to render service to such a devotees. Even Lakshmi Devi, she wants to render service to such devotees, for one who have attained the service to the Lord. So, which means there's nothing unattainable for a devotee of the Lord. A devotee he possesses everything. Why? Because, after all, the Lord, He is the possessor of all opulences. There's one particular, Srila Prabhupada quoted Sridhar Swami within this commentary, whereby Sridhar Swami has said, Bhagavat Chwaya, Bhagavat Saman, Aswaya, yeah. So, which means that because the Lord is the possessor of all opulences, so devotees also, because being the servant of the Lord, so they are also as equally as opulent as the Lord. Now, does it mean that devotees, they've attained oneness with the Lord? They've attained the oneness? No, that's not the meaning of it. It's not that the devotees have attained oneness. Sayujya. Sayujya means because there are five kinds of liberation, and one of those liberation is Sayujya, Sayujya Mukti. And the Sayujya Mukti is whereby one become one with the Lord. One become one merge, be merged into the personality of the Lord, in the Lord's body. But no, because devotees, they are not interested in merging with the Lord. They are not interested in that, to become one with the Lord. Because to become one with the Lord is the last thing that a devotee will want to desire in this world. Want to become one with the Lord. Sayujya. But this, when we say that a devotee become eligible to possess wealth and opulence like the Lord, it does not mean that devotee, he has become one with the Lord. That's not in the Lord. As La Prabhupada call it the Achintya Beda Beda. Achintya Beda Beda here. Beda Beda Tata. So which means the master and servant, they always different in all circumstances. The servant never become the master. Devotee becoming one with the Lord in opulence does not mean that the servant has become one with the master. There's always different. The master is always the master, and the servant is always the servant. Now, the nature of service to the Lord is such that even sometimes we find that the master, because of the affection that he has for his devotee, because of so much affection that the Lord has for his devotee, sometimes the master himself wants to serve his devotee sometimes. The master himself wants to serve his devotees because of affection that is there. Just like sometimes when the Lord was performing his lila in Vrindavan, that the Lord, when Lord Krishna, when he goes to the forest along with the cowherd boys, so all of them, they be engaging in so many, many wonderful activities when they are tending the cows. And when they engage in those activities, there is no feeling of superiority or inferiority. They don't see themselves to be the cowherd boys. They don't see that, this is Krishna, and Krishna is our master. So therefore, let us have reference towards him. Let us worship him. No. The cowherd boys, they simply want to, they want to fight with Krishna. They want to wrestle with him. Everything was equal. There's no one is superior. Everything was completely equal. This is due to affection of the Lord. This is due to affection that the Lord has for his devotees. It's called Bhakta Vatsala. Krishna is called Bhakta Vatsala means he's very, very affectionate to his devotees. At the same time also, we find the parents of the Lord, like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, they see themselves as Krishna's protector. They see him as Krishna's protector. It's not that they have the conception that, this is Bhagavan, this is God. Let us worship him. No. They see him simply as protector. That we have to protect him. So therefore, Mother Yashoda, their whole thought is simply how to give Krishna protection. They actually feel themselves superior to Krishna. They feel themselves superior to Krishna. So the that is the nature of the Lord's service. So the nature of the Lord's service, I've mentioned here that the oneness is there. The oneness whereby because of this, because the main criteria which is called the affection that is there between the Lord and his devotees, so the oneness of not seeing superior or inferior, that comes into play. That is there. So when Prahlad, he was making a prayer to the Lord, because the Lord, he wanted to give him something, he wanted to give him material benediction. The Lord wanted to give him something to, you know, but after all, he's such a person. This his father, the demon, he had given him so much trouble. You can't just imagine the kind of trouble that Hiranyakashipu gave to Prahlad. So much, unimaginable, you know, threw him to the snake pit, threw him all the mountains, half elephant stamping on him, put him into the fire. So many things. Many of us here, you know, when we tend to be devotees, and sometimes our parents, they are very, very, they are objected to it. They have an objection that, oh, why should you go to the Krishna temple? You should stay home here. And sometimes the parents, they will sometimes give obstacles. But none of us can even imagine the kind of obstacle that Hiranyakashipu gave to Prahlad. Unimaginable. None of us, as we are becoming devotees, our parents did not put us in the snake pit, because they don't want us to become devotees of Hare Krishna. They did not put us, they did not throw us off the mountain, or have an elephant to step on us. You know, how many of us? None of us. Yeah. But this is, we can't even imagine it, the kind of trouble that Prahlad went through, just because he was a devotee of Krishna, just because he was a devotee of Vishnu, the kind of trouble he went through. His father tried so many ways to kill him. Many ways to kill him. And then, at the end, Prahlad could not be killed. So much so that Hiranyakashipu became so frustrated. How can't you be killed? I tried to kill him many ways, still they are not killing. Give him poison to drink. Enough poison to kill 100 strong men. And Prahlad was just a small boy, 5-year-old boy. He's a small boy. Still, given the poison, still, Prahlad will not be killed. Why? Because Prahlad, his whole consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Because his consciousness is Krishna consciousness, so therefore, for a devotee, nothing can harm a devotee. Nothing can harm a person has become Krishna conscious, like Prahlad. Because when we say being Krishna conscious means we have to become like Prahlad. We should not think that we have become devotee. We are simply trying to be devotee. Devotee means someone like Prahlad Maharaj. But someone like Prahlad Maharaj, such a devotee, they have attained such a state that no material problems can affect them at all. After all, in the Gita, Lord Krishna says that the soul cannot be killed, the soul cannot be burnt to ashes. Nothing can affect the soul cannot be burned by fire,
cannot be moistened by water, you know. So because a devotee has attained oneness with the spiritual realm, actually a devotee does not possess material body. So because it does not possess material body, so therefore not a material problem can affect such devotees. And such was Prahlad Maharaj. He did not possess material body. So when his father tried to kill him, he could not be killed, even though he tried so many, many ways. So Nrisingadev, he was very, very compassionate. You know, when he thought of all the problems, of so many, many obstacles that Prahlad faced, so many troubles that Prahlad faced, so he wanted to give himself a reward. He wants to give him something. Prahlad, take some benediction. You've suffered so much. Take some benediction from me. But here, Prahlad said, no, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. In the Sushastaka, Mahaprabhu was praying. Nadana Najanana Sundarim Kavita Jagatis Kamaye Mama Jamani Jamani Swaye Bhavata Bhakti Anantayi. He said that, my Lord, I do not want anything. I do not want followers. I do not want women. I do not want, you know, so many things. My proposed prayer. I do not want. What do I want? Mama, Germany, Swari, Babata, Bhakti. I took it away that all I want is simply birth after birth. I want to be your servant. Birth after birth, I want to be your servant. This is the devotee's mentality. I just want to be the Lord's servant, and that is your purpose of Krishna consciousness. That's your purpose. Krishna consciousness movement does not mean that we have come and then we are expecting some benefit. If you have come to Krishna consciousness movement and we are expecting some benefit, then basically we are in the wrong place. That's not the purpose we have come. That's not the purpose why we have joined. You know, like Srila Prabhupada was talking, he was saying that the atheists, they sometimes make a mockery of the devotees. They sometimes make a mockery of the devotees that, hey, you devotees, what are you getting? You're claiming that you want to serve the Lord, but what are you getting? What are you getting out of it? You're not getting nothing out of it. So that is atheistic mentality. Which means, if you're serving and you're not getting nothing out of it, then you're simply wasting your time. Of course, when people don't know. What is Krishna Bhakti? Well, people don't know what is the nature of Krishna Bhakti, so therefore they talk this way. They talk this way when people don't know the nature of Krishna Bhakti. So normally, a devotee is able to give up material desires. He gives up material desires just so that he can attain the Lord. So that can actually be attain the service of the Lord. And the nature of that service is actually unimaginable. When the gopis, when they are looking for Krishna in the forest, and Krishna was not there, and then at the end, Krishna came, and I was telling the gopis that, oh my dear gopis, your service is so much that I cannot even repay you. I cannot even repay you for yourself. He said that you've given up everything. You've given up what is most dear to you. Because in this world, everyone in this world, the family members, societies, children, all these things is very, very dear to everyone in this world. But Krishna said that you've given up all these things just for my sake. Came here to the forest and simply cry for me. So therefore, your service, I cannot repay you for your service. I can't repay you for your service. So therefore, let your service be its own reward. And that's why the nature of love of God is such that even the Lord Himself, He wants to understand that love Himself. He wants to understand that love, and that's why He has to come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to be able to understand the love of Himself. I mean, the Lord Himself is the most knowledgeable person. One of His qualities, one of the opulence of the Lord is Gyana. Gyana means knowledge. He is the possessor of all knowledge. But even though the Lord is the possessor of all knowledge, still He also is unable to understand the nature of His own love. He's unable to understand it. So therefore he has to come as His own devotee to come and understand that love that His devotees have for Him. You want to understand the nature of that love and also the kind of happiness they get out of it. So therefore He come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is very wonderful. So Prahlad is the ideal devotee. Of course, one of the lessons that we can learn from the life of Prahlad is Prahlad, being a child, actually in the Bhagavatam, there are two persons that actually give the most important narration in the Bhagavatam. Two persons. These two persons are Prahlad and Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. These two persons, they were child. Prahlad and Dhruva, they were child. So how is it that the narrations of Prahlad and the narrations of Dhruva, how is it that they consider to be the most important narration in the Bhagavatam, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he is with Gadara Pandit and he wants to hear Bhagavatam from Gadara, Mahaprabhu simply wants to hear the narrations of Prahlad and Dhruva Maharaj. So the reason being that these are two children, Bala, 5-year-old. And the nature of children is they have one quality. And that quality is simplicity. Simplicity. So a child is very simple. A child will never argue with you, will never argue. If you say child to come, the child will come to you. We never argue. Simplicity. So, simplicity is actually the quality of the devotees. Which means devotee, unless you are very, very simple, you know, it's actually difficult to be a devotee unless you are very, very simple. We cannot be, because the opposite of simplicity is crookedness, being crooked. So if a devotee is very simple, then it becomes easier to attain Bhagavan. If a devotee is very simple. Whereas without simplicity, attaining the Lord is not historically impossible. Because a person who is very simple, when his spiritual authority tells you something, you accept. Never argue. Whereas a person who is not simple, when a person hears something from his spiritual authorities, he wants to rationalize. He wants to argue. Say that, oh, why this, why that, this and that. The real bhakta, the real devotee is very simple. Whatever authority said, he accepts. Because that is the only way to make spiritual advancement. There is no other way to make the spiritual advancement. So therefore, simplicity is the most essential. It's practically about the only criteria for making advancement in Krishna consciousness, the simplicity. So, therefore, this story of Prahlad is a very, very important story. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, he called this seventh canto, he called it the science of God. The science of God. That is the theme of the seventh canto. The science of God means the science of how to become a devotee of Krishna, how to become a devotee of God. So which means if you read seventh canto again and again, we will become devotees, basically. That's why this canto is called the science of God. So I'm going to stop here. Actually, I didn't know I was going to give class this morning. Just asked me just now. Anyway, so thank you very much. Any question? Question or comment? Hare Krishna. Nobody has a question, right? Were you able to? Because my voice is not good because I've been having some cold, so so difficult for me to speak in a nice way. Anyway, thank you very much. Grant Rashmi Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopi Menande.